Two explosions have killed at least 25 people and injured over 170 others in Syria's second largest city, Aleppo. And now there are reports that Syrian forces are preparing to mount a final assault on the rebel city of Homs. Members of the Free Syrian Army told Sky News they've said goodbye to their families and are preparing to die. Sky's Stuart Ramsey has spent the past few days in Homs, where he filed this report.
It is utterly awful and as desperate as it can get in Homs. The Syrian government knows what it's doing. They bomb the residents, then shoot them as they try to escape. It is criminal what's happening here. We had outstayed our welcome. The countryside is filling with new Syrian troops and armaments. So we left through deserted towns, through fields and back roads, to the last Free Syrian Army stronghold. They're handing out weapons, sometimes being told what they do, all in the face of an imminent attack. Nobody here doubts that from Homs to the Lebanese border, everything and everyone is a target. But the commanders remain defiant, despite the odds.
We just had a meeting with all the commanders and we are ready for any attack.
The truth is they're hopelessly ill-supplied. They're down to counting bullets.
This almost completely inconsequential looking hut in the middle of the countryside is now the command centre of the resistance. They've been taking their gear away and hiding it because they expect to be attacked quite soon. Syrian military is less than a kilometre away and they say that their tanks and artillery are actually pointed in this direction. It looks absolutely hopeless, but they say that they are going to attack if there's any movement towards the other villages around here and Baba Amra. They say that all of the communities around here are prepared to protect themselves and to attack if necessary, but as I say, it is absolutely hopeless.
The numbers of dead and injured in cities, towns and villages across the country are growing. There's nothing to stop this, apparently. Arab League monitors may soon return. They'll certainly go to Homs. They may not recognize the old place.